And certainly he somehow projected this fame and this celebrity. Just in what you've told me about your encounter with him, he...
Oh, richly deserved. Deserved. He was a phenomenal person, I'm sure. But it was also that he had a country that gave him the opportunity.
Right.
You know? And he had enough struggle as it is.
Oh, yes.
Which just shows you that in this profession, there is a tremendous struggle involved. But the opportunities were still there, and there were all these, you know, orchestras and the publishers and all this. Even, you know, a forbidding person and work like Schoenberg got published. Though I think the publishers did not have too much hope for great rewards at the time they did
at
it.
The time.
But there was such a need for new works, for this vast... tremendous appetite of the German market.
Yes.
That anything, really, whether bad or good, could, you know, could be printed and would make in some way, you know, pay for itself.
Right.
But it is true that here in America, this wasn't quite so true because the public here isn't so keen on new things.
True.
And you have to really fight for new things here.
The second basic question, it seems, is what, in your opinion, as the person closest to him, makes his music sound so unique?
Well, you know, in speaking it is hard to convey this. I think... his music is one that can be readily recognized. You know, if you would play the well-known guessing game, I think you would readily recognize a Zeisel piece. He has a definite stamp, a definite personality. And another thing that makes his work unique, I think, is that it conveys a message, a meaning, you know? It isn't abstract, it speaks, it has a, it describes the human condition. And I think that is uniquely his...
It's perhaps
his thing, no?
Yes, perhaps a statement of his own struggle, a projection of his own struggle.
Struggle, yes. I mean, this this fatal struggle of the individual, you know, that is lost as a number in the mass society. I think he expresses that because he so tragically experienced it all his life. He was first lost in his family, where his identity was never recognized, and then lost in the turmoil of the time.
Did you have any further thoughts on either of these questions before we turn to the final item today?
The questions of how come he is so, you know, obscured or buried. Well, it is a riddle to me, to a certain part. But I think that the most accessible people to his music would be the ones that are... from the same background, right? And they were turned off the thing. They didn't want to look back to Austria or to Europe. And they were turned towards America. And the Americans had not yet learned of him. Or, you know, the former works and the new works were partly very difficult to put on and, you know, of greater format, so that you really should know before you put on a piano concerto or a great ballet that lasts for a score like 45 minutes, like Uranium and so on. You have to have a great love and understanding to begin with to fight for such a thing on the program. And that takes time.
Might it be
this? It was not given to him.